I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You think Harriet Tubman was walking around with a fucking nice, shiny fucking dress on with a fucking crown on her head when she was taking slaves to freedom?
Yo, back in here, SSID, episode 9. We jump right in this week. You heard the intro clip, so we jumping in with extra energy this week. But before we get started, I want to thank everybody for listening to SSID. Y'all niggas, I see them plays going up. I see y'all niggas listening. I love you all. Well, most of you. Not all of you. I'm just playing. I love you all. But we got a special guest this week. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Brainwash, of course. Shout out to Ayana. Shout out to Leah. Shout out to everybody going to that party on Sunday. If you see me in there, when Bend Over RDS come on, please jump in front of me. All right. So we're going to jump right into the show this week. We got a special guest on there. One of my homies, man. My good pals.
Hey.
DJ extraordinaire.
Hey.
It's Tony in the building.
That was real.
Hey, Tony. You like okay, that, right? Hey, I need a drop.
I didn't need a drop.
Hey, Tony. Cut that out. Put that on your set.
Put that on your set. Hey, guys.
So Tony's in here, man. Got some shit you want to... What you got going on? What's up with you?
Hey. I just like saying hey, high key.
Right.
Never say hi to me.
Right.
Always say hey to me.
Okay.
It's a vibe. In September, the things begin.
Okay.
Top down hours.
Oh, yeah. We got Tony, Rios, and I. We got a nice little mix of your favorites. That's all I'm going to say.
Favorites.
Of your favorites from today. And yesterday.
And yesteryear.
Yo, so that's just coming out soon.
Middle of the month, niggas is dropping half a hole.
Half a hole. Shout out to half a hole. We doing that. That's going to be hot. What else? You just did the, what's the last thing you was DJing?
Oh. Shout out to Digital Art Gallery, Kwashi. Love you forever. Out here with the little brunch move,
That shit look nice.
Color and brunch. She was wavy. Yeah, like very a nice wavy.
Little gathering.
It was out here off the mimosas, coloring their hearts out.
Yo, get smacked. Mimosas is a different type of drunk. Like,
mine drunk is everything.
It's the best, low key. High key. Ain't no secret, niggas.
You hit your nigga with some wild shit. That's
a fact.
They were not ready. It's different than the Henny.
Yes, it hit you differently. I like my kind of like taste has changed a little bit. You know, niggas know me. I'm a Henny boy. Mm. Niggas know whenever it come through, I got the big Henny on me. Mm. Always. But like this summer, I kind of been like heavy on like the champagne.
I'm proud of you.
It's good because like you get smacked, but you don't feel like hungover smacked
at all.
So I'm able to go about my day the next day and not like feel like an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
Like asshole is hilarious.
Yeah, because sometimes when you drink Henny, you get asshole drunk. You don't want to be that guy.
I don't live that life. I wouldn't know.
Niggas be lying. No.
But I'm bougie.
Alright. So, but we're gonna jump right in this week, man. You heard the intro. We didn't have an episode last week, so I gotta like cover some shit I missed. So cover some shit I missed on some shit I did. So we're gonna talk about this Nicki Minaj shit, man.
Wow.
She's on all the drugs. I'm gonna start like that. She's on all the drugs. Get them all for her. She's out here talking brazy, talking about beefing with babies. It's real.
Stormy will give her hands.
Yeah, somebody gonna have to. Yo, to freedom? Like, yo, that's wild. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. That album was garbage.
You're
wild. I'm stamping. Like, that album was garbage. Like, it wasn't good. Like, and I fuck with Nicki Minaj. Like, I like some of her shit. I like,
what shit you like? Don't talk crazy if you don't.
Nah,
shit?
I like Itty Bitty Piggy.
Nigga, we went back to the beginning.
I tell you, I used to Keys on the Palm Trees.
Okay, so you like original Nicki?
Nah, I like what's the joint? Did It On Them.
Yeah, ooh, I just did it.
That shit is hard. I like her verse on Big Bank. I like
her features don't be that bad.
They don't.
It's just her projects are very trash right now.
They have no, like, I like the Pink Print. I like Truffle Butter, the joint with Drake and Wayne. I like Nicki, bro, but it's just like her direction. This album,
she's desperate right now.
Lack of direction. That's is really what I can't get with at all.
She's desperate right now.
She's like beyond desperate. It's kind of like when she seen them numbers wasn't coming in like she wanted to, and threw Fifi on there, and like threw it on there, like she even tried to ease it into the album, maybe put it like track 17. She threw it in on after the intro, so mm-hmm. you know, like,
this we're gonna lead with the wild.
That's, it's like, I mean, after the outro she put it in, so it's just like, come on. Yeah, I ain't fuck with the album, Nicki. You might be finito out here.
Y'all she
here,
been finito. Don't
y'all
do
here
that.
On Apple Music yelling like Funk Flex. It's not cool, bro. To freedom.
Nigga said with the bomb drop.
With the bomb drop. She really turned into Funk Flex. And it's like, it's sad to see, man. Sad to see.
How do you feel about her walling out?
Okay.
But like, it's because she's not alone no more.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't have no competition for
insecurity
forever.
Show, man. Like, and it kind of, like, reflects on how insecure she is about her talent. Because, like, if you knew you was that talented, like, a little competition is not going to scare you away. Especially if you've been, like, think about Nicki's been on top of, like, the female rap game, women rap game for, like, 10 years.
Because she was alone for 10 years.
10 years, like a gap, like, you know. But, like, so, I don't know. It's just, like, especially, I don't like her going at Travis Scott for selling merch bundles. With the album, when she sold merch bundles with
didn't
the album.
She sell the album for like $5?
Finally got $5 a title subscription, a hat, a condom.
And she still folded a condom.
I don't know. She was just throwing everything in there. Like, and then she's selling like Fifi merch, and that's not even your song. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, I'm like flabbergasted by the amount of whack shit she's on.
My thing is, she's like, you got Kylie on your hip now, so that's why you going up. First off, niggas are not going to know Travis go to Travis show to see fucking Stormy. Niggas is about to punch.
I'm going to punch teenagers in the face.
You
bro.
Have to chew.
That's the only reason I'm going. I'm not going for no Kylie Jenner. I don't give a fuck if Stormy there. Stormy there, she better be in the pit throwing bowls like the rest of us. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine them tossing the baby up. Oh nah.
Fuck the club up. Toss the baby in the air like Bobby Shmurda's hat, bro. That'd be lit.
I love you, Bobby.
Fuck that. So,
computer love MP3 out right now.
We gotta get Stormy in the pit, bro. We putting Stormy in the mosh pit. But yeah, that's how I feel about Nicki. You wanna any
she's
last
trash.
Thoughts before we move on about Nicki?
R.I.P.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Alright, so we got it's been a wild week. So shout out to Doja Cat, you know. Fine Beloved. Don't know about how them toes look, but so she got into a little trouble, per usual, when niggas get a little success. Niggas dig up their old tweets. And her old tweets had her calling people the F word. I'm not going to say it on here because we're all inclusive on SSID.
Proud of you.
You know what I'm saying? I don't say that word. You look at my tweets. You never said fag. Oh, I just said it there. My bad. Let's take it back.
Big wild.
Big wild. I take it back. But what I'm saying is she got called out for saying that shit. And then she kind of responded by saying it even more so, and then admitted to saying she used it 15,000 times in her life. And
bad strategy.
I never seen somebody get escorted out the paint so quickly. Like, the song literally, like, the Cal Moo song blew up, like, early last week, and now it's out of here. Like, niggas is not gonna fuck with it no more.
See, but here's the thing, right? Cancel culture is a fucking lie.
But it's necessary, I feel, though.
No. But what I'm saying is, niggas is at her right now, like, now we don't fuck with you. Niggas are still gonna go up.
I don't think so. Because the thing
with we're not gonna go.
What I'm saying is the thing I don't like when people come to talk about cancel culture, like they'll see somebody have success on the internet, people being like you canceled, but like they fail to realize the world. The internet is just like a small sample size of the world.
Exactly.
Like with the Kanye shit, niggas like, oh, he sold so and so amount of records. I thought try niggas canceling them. But, like, it's a lot of niggas that ain't on Twitter and a lot of niggas in white America that still bump Kanye, you know what I'm saying? So, niggas on Twitter may have canceled them, you know what I'm saying, majority-wise. But, like, these niggas that ain't on Twitter and whatever, they ain't canceling them because they probably don't even know what the fuck you're doing or don't care, you know?
That's a fact.
So, you can't really, like, blame that on cancel culture or make it seem like niggas is lacking. It's just some shit that...
I say it in the sense of exactly what you said. Yeah. So, niggas are like, oh, she said that. She's a dub. However, niggas are still gonna go up when that shit go off in the club. I was in the club every night for the last week. Okay. From Wednesday to Sunday, I was in somebody's function and niggas played that song every night. And niggas went up every night. It's a dub. Like, niggas are still gonna go up to it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I fuck with the song. I like the song, but it's just like, you gotta be I'm kinda hesitant on, like, that's why you shouldn't really fully support niggas unless you know them personally. Like, you can't be... That's why the stan culture is very weird to me, because you're going up for people that literally don't know you exist. You ain't had a conversation with them. You ain't hung out with them once.
My thing is, she's had music out for...
Yeah, like, those cats don't. Like, I've known them before. She dropped a little
troll joint, and now niggas on and are like, oh, she makes good music, which is the point of it. I support the strategy, right? Because now she's like, oh, I got a tour. Like a great
It was a great marketing.
No, she killed that strategy-wise. She folded.
Yeah, heavily. She fucked it up, yeah.
She folded heavily. And then she hit you with the fucking, the drafts apology.
Yeah, the IG notes. I apologize
for how you feel.
The notes app public statement, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the
PSA. She folded it.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I mean, I'm with cancel culture. I think it's necessary, because if you don't cancel or attempt to try to cancel niggas, then you just kind of like enable niggas to keep doing fuck shit.
When niggas do fuck shit, I support them being outed. Ousted, what have you. However, niggas gotta follow through, because a couple weeks from now, something else gonna pop off, and niggas gonna ignore you.
But what is follow through? Like, is that, because I feel like if you feel like somebody should be canceled, I feel like it's all subjective to what you, like, what I think is foul might be different what somebody else thinks is foul. So it's like, even the whole, like, act of canceling is subjective, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's hard for me to bump certain R. Kelly songs, but like...
Fuck him.
Yeah, it's fuck R. Kelly.
No. Clarity is fuck R. Kelly. Yeah,
fact. That's a fact. But it's like, certain people, is for whatever reason, it's not enough for them to cancel R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? But like, can I be mad at them, or is it just a subjective kind of,
I mean, how you want to handle it? I try not to put my energy into people that make dumb decisions. So, so you can't necessarily be mad at those people. I prefer those people not to be around me.
Right.
But in terms of like cancel culture, my biggest thing with that is have an informed decision. Don't go on Twitter and niggas is off shit. So you're just like, all right, fuck them. Go do your research type shit. Yeah,
this is like the kind of like group think a little bit on Twitter. So it's like,
that's all Twitter is at this point. It has its beautiful moments, but it's very much so group think.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Certain, like, if you want to get somebody out of here, do it. If you don't want to get somebody out of here,
mind your business.
It's on you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But like,
drink your water. Let people do
them. Like, if niggas saying somebody canceled, let them say that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's not a big deal to me, man. Y'all niggas gotta relax. All right, so...
What is Twitter for, Evan?
Twitter's for... What? It's an experiment. It's a social experiment.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
He said, let niggas talk about toes if they want to talk about toes.
Oh, yeah. Niggas want to talk about toes. Let niggas talk about toes. You know what I'm saying?
You're a wild one.
That's a fact. Like, my thing... A lot of things I hate. Like, I hate... And I don't use hate a lot, but I feel very strongly about this. You have to let people enjoy things, even if you personally don't enjoy them.
Big facts.
So it's like, niggas on Twitter see niggas enjoying something, and then like a week later, like, oh, y'all niggas ain't talking about this no more. Y'all fake. Like, what? Like, niggas can't move on, enjoy it. Like, stop hating on niggas enjoying things, man. Like, some things aren't for you. Like, I don't like Taylor Swift music. I really don't give a fuck about Taylor Swift.
Proud of you.
But if I see niggas on the timeline, yo, that Taylor Swift went up, I'm not going to be like, yo, y'all niggas lame. I'm just going to let them enjoy their Taylor Swift. Like, you know, it don't have zero effect on my life, what I'm doing, how I'm moving. So who cares?
Big fact.
I feel very preachy this week. I'm sorry, guys. It's been a long week. I'm sorry.
I had to do it.
I feel very preachy this week, man. So, but yeah, man. Doja Cat, she shot herself in the foot, man. All right. So, but next thing I want to talk about is I've been noticing, like, within my, like, not just my friend circle, just in general, people talking about doing business with their friends.
Shaky.
And I wanted to talk about, like, how you personally, how you go about doing business with friends and how you feel they should be conducted. Like, for me, I feel like if you're my friend or if I'm your friend, I'm going to make sure you good no matter how the situation plays out. So for example being, let's say I bring you into a business or like a venture, and let's say it goes left, right? It don't work out.
Yeah.
I would take a bigger loss and make sure you got your shit back just because you're my friend. I brought you into the situation. Yeah. I feel like that should be like the standard.
I agree.
Some people, like I was talking to my one of my friends about it, and he was like, no, like you brought them in, they knew the risk, you shouldn't try to recoup them. But I'm like, that's not what friends do, you know? How do you feel about doing... Let's start here. How you feel about doing business with friends?
I support it, but just like any other relationship, you gotta have boundaries. So you know which friends you can do business with, and you know what kind of business you can do with those friends.
Right.
Don't bring nobody in that you know is not with the shits and or reliable.
Right.
And then be confused at them not being with the shits or unreliable.
Right,
that
right,
then
right.
becomes your thing, not their thing.
And like... And I feel like that goes to all forms of business, like, whether it be, like, just the... I think the biggest issue always lies in, like, the money exchange.
Yeah.
Because people feel like their friends should give them discounts or hookups, and I feel like that's the issue with a lot of shit. Like, when my friends do new things for me, I make sure they get paid in full. Like, you know, you pay them their rate. You know, you don't try to talk them down, because that's how you really support. Not just them, but, like, the art, whatever they're doing.
That's a fact. Big facts.
So... I don't know. I just hate when niggas ask for, like, discounts and, like, just because you my mans. Like, if you get that, like, the person offers you that, cool. But if... Just pay the niggas in full, man.
My biggest thing is don't be... Wow, what's the word? Sorry. Drew a blank. Don't expect people to do things for you.
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful if they do, but don't expect
anything. It shouldn't come with no expectations.
Because my biggest thing is, like... So, there are times where, like... I know my rate for a certain event is wild compared to what somebody's pockets is.
Right.
And, like, on some shit, if I was going to go anyway,
uh-huh.
I'm going to pull up and show love, and I'll spend my little set or
whatever
it may be, and we'll go about it that way.
Right.
But it's, like, you also got to respect my rate.
So,
if you know you can't book me and you
don't
want
even try to
find somebody else,
talk you
and
down,
I'll still pull up on you and show love, I just won't be spending.
Right.
And it's not...
You gotta respect that. It's not personal.
It's not a personal thing. It's still love, but it's just like, I would never pull up on you and say, this is the thing you love, this is the thing you're good at, this is the thing you put your 10,000 hours in, and then be like, but what's up? Can I get the discount?
Yeah, can I get the discount?
I would never do that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
In that regard, I require that same respect from my friends. That's not an expectation. That's a requirement for me.
Yeah, right. That's how it should be. You got any bad business dealings with friends? Have you ever had...
Wow.
You got to put nobody out there.
You are with the snitch moves.
Nah, not a snitch move. I'm just saying, like, have you had personal, like, bad, like, experience doing business with friends?
I am blessed to have friends that love me enough to hold it down.
Right.
I'll say that.
That's a blessing.
Dog, isn't
sure,
it? I've heard
yo,
many shaky stories.
It's a lot of niggas out here getting over on their friends. Like, niggas be calling them each other, my bro, my fam, and be getting over on their homies. That shit is baffling to me.
My biggest thing is when it's like, niggas will hold it down. Like, it's not even on some pay me shit. It's like, oh, no, I got you.
Uh-huh.
And then niggas drag it. It's like, okay, I'll hit you with a story. We won't do no words.
Spicy, you want to say any names?
No, I'm not.
Say any names?
Listen, we don't drop. Don't do that.
Okay.
Okay. Graphic design homie, and another friend, they throw events. So they wanted a flyer made. I think the rate was maybe like, I think they do like 70 a flyer.
Okay.
And so.
Which actually is a pretty good rate.
Oh, no, it's chilling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it was like, he does deals, so it's like, He'll do the flyer, then he'll do a motion John so you can post it up on socials. Like, he give you a whole little package.
It's like a package, yeah, I was about to say. Yeah.
Listen, if you need that, DM me. Yeah. I'll pass the info along. Right. However, so yeah, he did whatever. And he was like, yeah, but can you change this one thing? Cool. Like,
that's like, that's
revisions are valid. Okay. Then it was like, but can you change this other thing? And I want this to be like this. And that to be like that. Why didn't
discuss that beforehand? That's bad business.
That's the big fact.
That's bad business.
And it wasn't even a matter of, like, the dude that was creating the flyer being not miscommunicating.
Right.
It was more so the other nigga just kept adding things.
Yeah, adding shit. Yeah.
Just because I'm just like, you're not paying for anything.
And that's taking advantage at that point.
You're big wallet.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
I don't like stuff like that. And that's when I just hit you with the, this is my rate.
Yeah.
Or I have a referral for another nigga for you.
Or come to the table with a fucking game plan, what you want to do, you know? I don't know, man. I like to be prepared for shit. So, like, if I get somebody to do some shit, I got the shit laid out for you. Exactly what I want. Color, font, you know, all that. I don't know, man. Niggas is different. Niggas is different out here. So, yeah, that's it about that, man. Take care of your friends. Pay them niggas they
rate. Take care of your people.
Take care of your loved ones. I feel like Jerry Springer at the end of the episode.
You're annoying.
Love each other. Take care of each other.
No, Jerry is forever.
I fuck with Jerry Springer. So I used to love, like, missing school just to watch Maury and Jerry Springer. Nigga. Shout out to Maury, bro.
You were making bad life choices in high school.
Yo, that senior year, bro, I don't know how I passed. I didn't go to school.
I'm like, proud of you.
At all.
Like, but you did it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. Son, I wasn't honest. Yo, your boy Evan is an amazing student. Like, niggas don't understand. Don't get the podcast shit confused. Your boy is out here.
Nah, it's forever. Fuck Miss Grant, though.
Oh, let it go, my nigga. Oh!
Yeah?
The Jamaican lady?
Yeah. Oh, so now it's fuck her, blood.
I know we was talking about positivity, but fuck her, blood.
Listen, we gonna go negative. We gonna go all the way negative, nigga. What's up?
Fuck her, bro. Shout out to all my niggas that had AP environmental. Bruh, that lady, I was like, oh, nah, she's smoking
dicks,
bro.
She was big walling.
She's smoking dicks. I'm out this class. Wow, you don't bring it back.
you got bad emotions.
All that Harvard, all that hate just came back out of me, bro. Damn, fuck her. So, summer is essentially over, you know. You want to talk about,
Isn't summer not really over till, like,
third week of September? We black, bro. Labor Day and the summer. Them's the rules. You know what I'm saying? So, you want to reflect on your summer, you know? How has it been? What did you do? Did you meet any nice people?
Wow, okay. We're going to go 360. So, summer was fire. Summer was hard as shit.
Right.
In terms of, like, I learned a lot. I met a bunch of people. Right. Shout out to all the new homies.
Right. Shout out to all the new homies.
Dead ass. Like, this was a summer of networking. Facts. And, like, beneficial networking, like, none of the links that I've made have been, like, a one-up. It's definitely, I'm going to move up, and you going to move up, and we going to get this money together.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate when
niggas
things are
one-sided.
Niggas are
stronger as a unit. That's what I always say, man. Niggas be trying to crucify me, but, like, yo, niggas is really better as a unit, man.
I will say that moving around and getting to the connects was fucking exhausting.
Oh, yeah, man.
This summer, dog.
Especially with the MTA, man. Fuck the MTA.
Fuck MTA.
Off rip. I'm banging my set. Fuck the MTA. Because I'm telling you, I've been saying this for months on Twitter, bro. This transit wars are coming to New York.
You're
bro.
Wild.
New York's going to turn into fucking Hunger Games. I'm letting you guys know it's all because of the subway.
You got these theories?
It's going to be subway employees, bus drivers, all them niggas versus the citizens and residents of New York City. I'm letting niggas know.
So who you think going to win?
Nigga, the citizens. Nigga, okay. We are fed up.
Okay, talk
like,
to
I'm
shit.
Talking about, you know what's going to start? When that L train go down for a year.
Boy.
Nigga, it's going to be fucking chaos. I'm letting people know off rip. Nigga's going to be fighting on the train even more so for no reason.
I was going to say, nigga's still already at it.
I'm saying, it's going to be even worse. That's what I'm saying. Fuck the MTA. When the transit wars pop off, my nigga, I'm going to do a radio broadcast from the apocalypse.
It's funny, though, because they really don't fuck with us. Niggas be tweeting like, MTA, you need to get it together. Where are you?
Yeah, niggas be like, yo.
Knowing that they not coming to help.
I swear to God, at least, like, every morning, bro, I see at least, like, 4 to 5 people like, yo, fuck this MTA shit. Yo.
Then you get the little automated response. What line are you on? Can we help?
We're
with
so
anything?
Sorry for inconveniencing you.
No, you're not.
Nigga's a liar. You're a fucking liar. But yo, fuck the MTA. But the summer, man, it's been
how was your summer?
It's been a good summer, you know. Like I've been doing a lot of reflection upon myself.
What we learning?
learning
to how stay, we living.
Learning to stay black in America. That's rule number one. Stay black. Stay true to you. And I really learned just like you really just gotta be yourself, man. Like
big fact.
Like fuck all the other shit. Fuck. That's why I be telling nigga fuck your cool shit. Fuck this fly shit. Fuck. You know this. I feel like as New Yorkers, man, like we get a little too caught up in being cool. You know what I'm saying? Being too cool for shit.
Cool is wild subjective, too. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. But, like, niggas know, like, certain people act like they're too cool for shit, too fly as shit. But it's like, that shit really blocks us from really making real connections.
But like, we're also getting shit. To a point where I think niggas can see through the facades.
Oh, so, yeah. It's so like
the fit fire, but your character is trash. Yeah, I'm off it.
That clout chasing shit, it's like, it's whack. Like, for me, when you go to parties and stuff, and, like, you just see people, like, I don't care about people Snapchatting, or that's cool. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm talking about niggas that just be in there mugging. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you paid your money to come out, especially as a, like, man. Because you know you had to pay to get in.
Big fact.
Know you had to pay for a haircut. Know you got to pay for drinks.
I'm sorry I got to live this life.
Yo, it's hard. That's why, like, I feel like a lot of niggas just like, yo, fuck this.
I feel
this
like if you got to do all of that, you should only be going out if you're willing to have fun. Like, you should, every you should time you go
nigga,
out.
You should be having the best time in there. You should be it should be your party. You should treat like it's your party.
Every time.
That's what I'm niggas, saying.
That's the one thing I will say. In terms of, like, getting into functions and how functions actually work, girls have it so easy.
It's easy. If you cute, you good. But if you...
Don't do this. Don't do this. We're not shaming these women. Let
nah, we shaming.
Great.
I'm not shaming.
I said we shaming.
Nah. We ain't shaming, but I'm just like, yo.
That is toxic masculinity.
Yo, bro. If you see ladies free before a certain time, and you get there before that certain time, and you still got to pay. Hey, bro.
Wait, you've seen this? This has happened?
Yeah.
Talk your shit.
Shout out to Kent Folk.
That's OD. Bouncers out here doing shitties like that.
Hey, I ain't saying no names. I'm not. Yeah, wow, wow, I'm just telling you know what's really going on in these streets.
Kent Folk always been good to me.
Kent Folk cool. I just hate bumping into white people, bro. Like,
you can't help it.
I hate it, bro. Like why can't white people say excuse me? Like, it really bothers me.
Entitlement.
I don't know. Is that it?
Entitlement.
Has to be.
White privilege.
Because it's like, my nigga, like, when I bump into somebody, I be really sorry. Like,
damn. I be anxious about it, too. Like, oh, my bad.
Yo, I'm so sorry. Like, I be over-apologizing because...
For no reason. Because like,
I hate
that
shit.
It's a small space. We gonna tap. But, like, I'm still gonna be like, all right, exactly. My bad. You good?
Like, I'm sorry. But certain, like, certain men, I'm not gonna...
All certain men?
Certain men.
What color are these men? Don't do this.
I'm not gonna say. We all inclusive on SSRG.
Heard you.
But certain men...
Nah, the Yakufians, it's a limit. I don't care.
Dr. Yaku's creations.
That's a big fact.
Walking through, bumping into people, and then
I
like,
need a ratio in the function.
Then they be mosh pittin', like, yo, bro, relax.
Offbeat mosh pittin', too.
Yeah, to the words, to the lyrics, not to the beat.
You're chilling.
So it's like, yo, relax. And also, you know what I also find is very weird? Like, we're very all over on this episode of SSID, because that's just the mood. But, like, you know what I'm not feeling? Like, why is he meant to be, like... grabbing shorty's lower back and like whole ass is just to okay. Be like, excuse me. Like,
nah, okay.
At first, I thought, like, yo, women are tripping. Niggas don't do that shit. But then I seen it. I'm like, yo, niggas be really wilding with that move. It's like, bro, relax.
Okay, so first off, can we talk about how niggas don't agree with women until niggas cosign. Fight me.
That's partially true.
Don't partially true me. That's fucking true.
That's partially true.
Niggas will see it happen.
That's one case.
And then be like, hey, fuck out of here, and then I'll fight you. But that's what I was about to say. That is what niggas say. You're playing.
No, I'm saying that's one case for me. I'm saying what you're saying is right in general.
Niggas will see it happen to a girl and be like, nah, it was just that nigga. No, it's all the niggas.
No, because I seen it.
It's 9 out of 10 niggas in this room.
I seen it happen like consecutively, and I was like, oh, this is like a real like.
You can say, excuse me. You can just slide past
me. But women
me.
Don't be listening sometimes in the function.
No, I'd
be like,
yo. Options. Let me.
Hey, so I lift you up, like,
hey,
you're in my way.
My lovely gentleman who listened to SSID, I'm going to give you a little, you know, pro tip.
Okay.
Don't touch me.
Right.
Because if I spaz on you, you're going to call me a bitch. And then I'm really going to have to get my
really
niggas on you.
Then you have a real
I'm
issue.
Just gonna have
yeah,
to,
because right,
I came
right.
to the club with, there's at least one or two niggas with me.
Right.
And they will stomp you out. Don't play.
Right.
Back to the polite shit, though. Rule number one, don't touch me.
Facts.
Rule number two, say excuse me. Now, if I don't hear you, because we in a function, I get it. Rule number three, don't touch me.
Right. Bring back to the essence.
I'm just saying, you know, we're not even going to say repeat number one. We're just, rule number three, don't touch me.
That was harsh, yeah.
And then
I get that.
You just slide past. Like, niggas can, I do it all the time. I slide past niggas. I slide past women.
Yeah.
You literally put your body between, you shimmy. You shimmy, nigga. You was in the club dancing.
Yeah, right. I agree.
I don't.
Yeah, that shit was just weird to me. Like, I was like, oh, all right, y'all niggas doing a lot right now. Like, relax, you know?
All in attempts to get a dub.
Niggas be wilding for dubs.
Or I was in Kinfolk, another little situation.
Hey, man. We got to start a dialogue about Kinfolk.
Niggas can do a whole story time about Kinfolk every time. Shaky.
We going to start a dialogue.
I'm in Kinfolk, dancing my little heart out. Matter of fact, the post I just put up of me two-stepping.
Right. That was in Kinfolk?
That was in Kinfolk.
Okay.
I'm in Kinfolk dancing my little heart out. I'm by myself.
Okay.
Nigga pulled up on me like, hey, you got a man? If you don't get the fuck away from me,
man.
In the club, that's your move?
What he supposed to do? Like, if he trying to pull up, I'm going to be like, yo, you got a man?
When you pull up on a shorty, your first thing out your mouth is you got a man?
I mean, he not trying to violate. It's not like
I'm going to curve you if I'm going to curve you. Don't ever lead with, do you have a man? Because then I'm just going to have an imaginary man's.
That's that doesn't make sense to me. Because he making you, I'm not, how you going to be mad for somebody making sure you're not with somebody else so they don't step on no toes, they don't cross any boundaries. Like, yo, you got a man? That's a nice, that's like getting to the point. Isn't that what women want? Niggas to be direct?
Not directly corny.
But you, how is that corny? I was asking, you got a man corny.
It was, I'll take it, okay.
I think you...
it's the context of it.
What do you mean the context?
I'm in the club. I'm right. Dancing by myself. I'm two-stepping.
All right, I get that
I'm two-stepping my
part.
Heart out by myself.
I get that part.
Now, mind you, there are niggas to my left, niggas to my right.
Right.
Not telling the 10, if you start throwing it, somebody gonna pull up on you.
Right.
Yes?
Right.
Once you see the first nigga get dubbed, because uh-huh. It's already happened to
all
this
right,
point.
All
that's
right,
what I'm saying.
That makes sense. All
so
right.
Then I move away.
I get it.
Context makes it better.
Right, he's a dweeb. Right. First of all, I don't interrupt women dancing by themselves. I'm proud of you.
All
right, you gotta let them cook. Like, because I see some good mans go down trying to slide in. Sometimes it don't even be
because I'm not willing to dance with you. I just be in my own little.
Yo, women are allowed to dance who they want to dance with, when they want to dance, like, let them cook, bro. But yeah, I get that. That makes sense.
But I also support my good sis. If you see shorty, pull up on him and throw the wand.
Women need to start hollering more.
I feel like
if women pick shows on men more, a lot more shit would get accomplished. Like, you would skip a lot of the fuckery.
I really feel like niggas don't know what they want. So, I mean, like, you know what you don't want. But if a shorty pull up on you and is like, hey, I think you cute, what's your name?
Men not gonna really... So the thing is, men not gonna really gonna curve.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you're not the one completely.
Like, he's just like not with it. Like,
if there's a little chance that you could be it, niggas gonna give you play. So it's just like, more women should shoot their shot.
That's a fact.
Because then you get the nigga that you want.
Right.
Versus the nigga that is just peeping you.
Yeah.
You didn't even know
liked
him.
Shit would go so smooth, like... A lot of time niggas that hesitate because they're like, oh, I don't know if she likes me. But like, if a woman pulled one dude, niggas gonna at least give her a play.
Eye contact across the club is not it. They don't know.
Yeah, that's another thing I don't get about women. Like, oh, he just didn't know. Like, how am I supposed to know?
We made eyes and I smirked and I blinked two times.
He should have known. Like,
he should have known to come up.
What the fuck that mean?
Girl,
like,
if you don't go.
If you just be like, yo, all you gotta do is pull up, like, yo, what's up with you? Man's gonna be like, all right.
Simple.
That's it, yeah. Be the wreck, guys.
Please.
Be the wreck. All right, so we got some listener questions. Shout out to everybody sending listener questions. If you want to send listener questions, DM a nigga, tweet a nigga. When I post it on IG, send it to my story. Yeah, so we're going to get into these questions real quick. We got a lot this week, actually. All right, first question is from the homie Amanda. She wants to know how we feel about the Moose song and how I feel what she said about the gay people, about people being gay. So, I like the Moose song.
Fuck the Moose song.
I like the Moose song.
Hot take. Fuck the Moose song.
Wow, and that shit slapped. Chopping School version by Sir Crooks. God level.
I'm proud of you for plugging your mans, but no.
All right. But how I feel about what she said, and the shit was stupid. Like, you don't use that word. Like, just don't do it, bro. It's like, you know, so weird. It's like when people, like a group of people be like, yo, this word's offending me. And people are just like, this is why I'm gonna continue to say it, even though it offends you. It's like, bothers me. It's like the whole, like, you know about the NFL team, the Redskins.
Yeah.
It's like, group, like, collectively, Native Americans, like, yo, this offends me. Don't say it. And white people are like, no, this is why I'm gonna continue calling you that, even though
this is my America.
This is why.
You're not gonna threaten my America.
No, that shit is stupid. If a group doesn't want a word being used, don't use it. It's just that easy, man. All right, so shout out to Amanda for sending that in.
Fuck Doja Cat, though.
Nah, I wouldn't.
See, I knew you were gonna take it there. He said that's what he said.
Still slash.
Oh, goodness.
All right, so next question. The homie Nadine wants to know how we feel about Nicki coming at Travis.
Hi, Nadine.
Talked about it earlier. Shout out to Nadine. That's the sis. That's my little bro.
Nicki on crack right now, y'all.
Yeah, Nicki shouldn't have did that.
She on all the drugs.
Show was corny, man. She shouldn't have did that. Especially Travis. He hasn't done anything to Nicki at all. So for her to come at him was really whack. And I wish her success. I hope she finds a way. All right. That's all I can say about Nicki. Like,
OD.
I hope she finds a fucking way, man. That's all I can do. All right. Homie Tiana sends in a question. She wants to know, what's your first cozy fit of the fall? For me, when the fall winter time comes in New York, I feel like that's the best time to cop a 10D varsity jacket. Like, I cop one every single year, bro.
Shout out to my throwback 10D.
Shout out to
courtesy of Van Ridge.
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
You get, like, all my throwback 10D
shit. I'm so excited.
Yo, get
I can't
here.
Wait till you're ready to just shed a new layer so I can just get some new gear.
I get them every... They're like a cozy essential for me, personally.
I will be in your closet soon.
You gotta get the black 10D varsity or whatever color they doing. Cop the 10D varsity. I don't really like Timberlands, like, being
I'm
from
proud
New York.
Of you.
I don't really, the heavy shoes, especially like when you like traveling, they're
Y'all,
not the best shoes.
I am staring at a Tim right now.
I have them. You see they're
okay.
You
just
see
for clarity.
You see they're in the corner. They haven't been worn in,
fair enough.
You know, in years.
Fair
but
enough.
Like, I'm not really a fan of the Tims. They're heavy as fuck. I only like wearing them when it like really snowing. But so for me, I like a nice Jordan 3.
Talk your shit.
Cozy. Jordan 3. Maybe a 7. Maybe if you don't want to do the Jordans, I like the Air Max, what is it, 270 or something like that. I like those. I don't really fuck with the Adidas really like that. Unless it's a pair of Stans, they're cool. It's pretty much it. And for like, also, I like, for wintertime, you gotta re-up on your hats. For my niggas, if you're from New York, you gotta get a fresh Yankee. I don't care who you are. The original Yankee. I don't wanna see y'all niggas out here in Papoose, Funk Flex colorways with the different color Yankee hat. It's not popping. Get you a nice hat. And like the beanies. I like fisherman beanies. So a little insight for you niggas that wear like fisherman beanie hats in the winter. Go on eBay. You can buy them in whole stock. And like get every colorway for like $20-$30. Every colorway your heart can desire. For the winter, and you'll be set. That's what I do every year.
Cheat code.
Just buy them off eBay and whole start.
My life is about, as soon as like fall, when it start getting cozy,
beanie season.
Oh, that's a big fact.
Especially from being from Philly, you know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely not from Philly.
You're a Philly nigga.
I live in Philly for a couple years and now I'm from Philly.
John.
I say John.
Dickhead.
I throw bull around every now and then. You
my
a dickhead.
Favorite. That's my favorite. You call each other dickhead so casually.
Or the new one that it's not new,
What's
but
new?
Like, it's not new. Nah. But like, I brought it back. Like, I wasn't in my vocab for a minute. I keep calling niggas nuts. Like, you're a fucking nut.
You're a nut?
That's
what y'all call niggas
very Philly.
In Philly? That's what y'all
Hilarious.
Do? Since you a Philly nigga?
Don't do this to me.
All right, but shout out to... yeah, the beanie season's always a go.
Nah, I'm ready. It's boots. Like, I'm big on like boots and like, I'm wild short. I'm five.
You need the height.
I don't like this tone in your voice right now.
Like,
but
you
yes,
need the height. Okay,
but you're a hater. So I thought the nice little. I got a couple like OG Docs in my closet. I just bought these Buffalo London platform joints.
Okay,
they're like tan and black.
Okay,
I'm high key looking at these Raf Detroit Runners that's supposed to drop at 5
Yo,
at 4 a.m.
Niggas is getting real money out here.
I'm not getting... Don't do
her?
This. Don't
See
do
how
this.
Casually she dropped a Raf on
don't
niggas?
Don't do that.
That's crazy.
I've never owned a pair of Rafs. I don't... Okay, so... Niggas
Shout out to Brunel. Brunel's
yeah,
the Raf voice.
That guy. But, like, I don't like them. I know the little hypebeast niggas gonna be on it, whatever. They look like little spaceships.
Yeah.
I don't need them on my feet. But these Detroit Runners, boy.
They're the ones.
They look so
check them
sexy.
Out. I'm gonna check them out. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm really into? I like the long ass, like a long jacket, bro. Like a parka type. Throw a hoodie on.
Very cozy.
Yeah.
The trick for fall is a fire pant. So, like, I really despise jeans. Like, give me a fire trouser. Like,
see, I'm with the jeans all the way. I fuck with the minimal.
That's your energy, though.
Yeah, and it works. Yeah, I like. I'm like very Americana. You know, Ralph Lauren. I feel the energy. You know what I'm saying? Like polo.
I feel it.
Hilfiger, like shit like that.
Classy.
Like,
so.
Not throwing the streetwear. You know, I fuck with the classic street. Like the new streetwear shit. I'm ain't gonna hold you. That shit is kind of whack. Like. Niggas still gonna catch me in my 10 deep, my 100s.
OG.
You know OG. What I'm saying? I only fuck with, like, shit that's been around, like, brands I can believe in.
The cool part is, I was a whole tomboy in high school, so it's just, like, my t-shirt collection.
Yeah, like, I got shit, like, just in the stash.
My sweater collection, crazy. So it's just, like, when the layer season pop up, it's just, like, you throw on a fire jacket, you put a sweater or a tee underneath, a fire pair of pants.
Right.
And you cook.
I think that's the key. Like, when you live in, like in the Northeast, whatever, I feel like...
Clean
layers, and you gotta have an everyday jacket, and you gotta have, like...
A piece.
A stepping out jacket. Yeah. Like, for me, I like soccer coaches jackets for, like, my everyday. Because they're really warm, and they're stylish. But, like, when I step out, I like the vinyl. Give me a black vinyl.
Oh, goodness.
You know what I'm saying? Puffer. Throw a hoodie on, I'm in my element. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I would do for the fall, man.
I'm not ready.
I love
for
fall
winter.
Fashion, man.
Fall is my thing.
Fashion week, bro, I'm gonna be out here. So anybody going to any events or want to go, yo, hit me up.
You out here?
I'm out here. I love fashion week, man. Like,
I've never been.
What? I miss fashion nights out. All my niggas that know, fashion night out used to be
I've never been to actual fashion week.
I go to the V-File shows, I've been there the last few years. They're cool. What do they mean that makes sense?
Makes sense. It's very...
Are you stereotyping me?
Yes, it's very on brand.
Come on. Come
Is it
on,
a lie?
Gage.
No.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
Shout out to the V. I go to that. So, yeah, I go to this shit like that. But, yeah, Fashion Week gets lit, man. If you're not from New York or never been to New York Fashion, we should definitely come once. Get plugged in, go to a show or something. But, yeah, that's how I feel about Fall Cozy Face. All right, last question before we get up out of here. It's from the homie Brianna. Shout out to Brianna in Jamaica. Boop, boop, boop.
I need more vacay tings on my timeline. I'm just saying.
We're not getting filthy on here.
Always filthy.
So, shout out to Bri. One half of the Golden Girls. Go check them out. They'll be back soon. She wants to know, how do you confront your flaws, toxic behaviors, and work to become the best version of you?
Okay, sis.
I see you, Oprah.
Well,
she's getting real philosophical on this.
Wasn't ready.
Well, for me, what I've learned, like, throughout life, especially, like, the summer, too, is, like, you want to attack these things directly. Like, you have to be brutally honest with yourself. Like, sometimes you got to look in the mirror and be like, yo,
shit hurt.
You ain't shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But we going to be shit, so let's get to work.
But we going to be shit, so we going to take these first steps into being shit, you know?
That sounds wild.
You going to take these first steps to being the shit, you know? But yeah, that's my key. That's what you want to do. Be direct. Be honest with yourself.
I've been reading a lot of, like, metaphysical shit.
Like 48 Laws of Power?
Fuck. That's the Hotep guy. Nah, that shit's fire.
Art of War?
It just depends on how you use that shit.
All jail nigga books.
That's a big fact. And then niggas be twisting that shit like, no.
Yeah,
no, the
Hotep
book,
niggas,
the book did not tell you to take her.
At all.
But my biggest thing lately is, like, balance. That's my biggest thing. Always
everything balance,
really.
Not left balance.
Big balance. But it's like, I don't know, too much work, and I love what I'm doing right now. Right. So it's like I be working, and it's like
it don't feel like work.
It
bro.
Don't, feel like,
it don't
work,
feel like work.
But it gets to a certain point where it's just like, all right, you need to chill out and just go see people and just kick it.
Yes.
Don't
yes.
worry about the deadline. Yes. Don't worry about the next big thing. Don't worry about the next connect you about to meet. Just go see the people
so
you
important.
Love.
Yo, last week, bro, I was like, I always try to tell myself, yo, you got sometimes like every 3-4 months, I gotta take a mental health day, like just a day. Like, you know what? I'm not fucking with this shit. I'm just doing what I want to do. Like, this is very necessary, man.
My biggest thing has been getting back to my routine. So, like, I have a morning routine and a night routine, right. And I've been slacking heavy, right. And I can tell the difference. So, like, this week, I started back up with my journaling and my meditation type shit. And my days just move a lot smoother when I'm consistent.
Oh, yeah, I meditate every, like, 15 minutes every morning, bro. Like, no matter if I'm running late, early, whatever. I take that 15 minutes to myself just to get right. It helps, man. For real, that's real shit, man. But yeah, man, I think
this is cute.
You like that, right? So we're gonna get up out of here. Appreciate all of you beautiful people for listening. Make sure you retweet this, you like this, you send it to your mother, your baby mother. Wow. Whoever means a lot to you.
Your baby mother is OD.
Yo, I got some final remarks before we get out of here. Yo.
He's about to chat.
Nah, it's some certain mans out there. I ain't gonna say no names, bro. But
say names.
I'm not. But I'm gonna state this, and I wanted to be clear. I know we just talked about being positive, but like as Vince Staples once said, if you're gonna get negative,
get you gotta get all the way negative.
Yo, my nigga, I'm stamping. I don't want your girl, B. Like,
wow.
I don't want her.
This is subliminals?
This no, it ain't subliminal because whoever I'm talking to, they know I'm talking to them. Ooh. And I know they listening. I don't want your girl.
Wow.
I never did nothing with her.
This is
I don't
want
to do nothing with her.
Wait, what's that Ray J John? What? Where he's like, I ain't never had a bitch that I need.
Yeah, I need.
He's wild.
Come to me correct.
That's wild.
Nah, that was wild.
That's your energy.
Ray J's the legend.
Ray J forever.
But nah, but like, for real, like, I don't want her. I ain't did nothing with her. I don't want to do nothing with her.
This is intense.
She's just a homie. She's yours.
She's yours. Or she's for the universe. We never know.
Whatever work. I don't know how y'all get down. Y'all might have an open relationship, but that ain't got shit to do with me. Like,
wow, this energy.
Yeah, so.
This is how we end in the pod?
Yo, it was meant
you
to be earlier.
Clarity?
Yo, it was sent. I had with people in church.
It was sitting on my heart.
I had something in my spirit. So I had to express that before we got up out of here. But, oh, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys for listening. And it means a lot to me, man. Shout out to Brainwash. I fuck with y'all. Y'all fuck with me. I fuck with y'all.
There's passion in his eyes right now. Y'all can't see it. It's passion,
Ayana,
man.
I fuck with you, my nigga. All right. What about you?
That's big wild.
What about you, Tony?
I'm just excited for life right now. And I think it's like a lot of niggas go through their moments where they don't really know what's next.
Right, right, right.
And that's okay. Niggas just got to keep moving in the direction that they want to be in.
Right.
And I'm excited to be like in a space where I don't know what I'm doing at all. And I'm okay with that shit.
Right, right. I feel like I don't know how the moons and stars are aligned.
Get the fuck out of here.
Or Mercury's in Gatorade, but like...
Don't do this. Shit just went direct, though. I think the shadow period over. Yo, I could be wrong.
She giving me that science. What's today's mathematics?
Yo, don't do this.
Nah, but I feel like... I don't know. I just feel like I'm such a good space creatively. Like, I feel like so many ideas and shit coming in. There's a lot of shit I'm working on. People around me are working on it. I'm just feeding off that energy, man.
Biggest thing is niggas is executing.
Executing.
So many ideas have been like moving around, but I actually see my niggas executing.
You know, this is collaborative shit. It's niggas coming together, niggas building together. And I don't know, like, I talk about it all the time on here, but like, I really love that shit. Niggas coming together.
That's how it should be. My biggest thing is like, you have to network horizontally.
Yeah, niggas be trying to go up. It ain't about that, bro.
If the foundation is strong, everything else gonna build.
And plus, like, shit like that. If one of us is on, everybody gonna get on.
If you're moving right, that's a big fact.
Everybody gonna get on, man. So, yeah, man. I appreciate y'all. Have a great week. Shout out to the homie J Bobby. Happy birthday to you, man.
Wow. Never met you. You're a great guy.
You did meet J Bobby.
Oh, I did. Niggas was at the pool party functioning. Yeah. Nah, you're a real good guy.
Yeah, shout out to J Bobby. That's
happy
my
birthday.
Guy, man. Happy birthday to you, boy. But yeah, we're gonna get up out of here. SSID. See you niggas in 2 weeks. We'll be back. A very special guest. Another DJ. You might know her.
Hey.
Kind of a big deal.
Hey.
That's all I'm going to say.
We're
going to get up out of here. SSID episode 9, man. We out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.